English. Your child has spoken Bengali. Is that all right?
English?
You requested me to speak in English.
What is the word?
Lord Maharaj says, Brahmadaya Suragana Munayotha Siddhya. Brahmadaya, amongst many gods, the head is Lord Brahma. Brahmadaya. Adikavi, Brahma is known as Adikavi. The first living creature within this universe. Because when this universe was created, the first living being visible was Brahma. Then from Brahma, Lord Shiva appeared. Brahma, Shiva being chief. And Vishnu is the origin. From Vishnu's mother, lotus flower, Brahma appeared, and from Brahma, Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva's another name is Rudra. When Lord Brahma created the four Kumaras, Sanat Sanatan Sananda, Sanat Kumar. So, Brahma asked them, my dear boys, you just marry and advance the progeny, create more sons and grandsons. They refused. They said, my dear father, we are not going to marry. We shall remain brahmachari. So, naturally, when father's order is disobeyed, he becomes angry. The Brahma becomes angry. And his eyes become red. At that time, from the red eyes, the Rudra, Lord Shiva appeared. So he was asked to increase the progeny and he begot many thousands of demons. Then he was stopped, no more, your progeny. Then Dakha and others, they were asked. Dakha Maharaj was very expert in giving birth. He was giving birth 100 children at a time. Therefore his name is Dakha, very expert in giving birth to children. So in this way, creation was there. Sons and grandsons. Manu is also one of the sons of Brahma. Brahma is Adi, Adi Kavi. He was instructed by Krishna, Tene Brahma Adi Kavi. Lord Krishna, he instructed Brahma to spread knowledge, Vedic knowledge, all over the universe. Tene. Tene means broadcast, expand. So Tene Brahma. Brahma means Sabda Brahma. Veda. Rida. One way, question, how Brahma was instructed? So that is also stated, Rida. Rida means from within the heart. So therefore, Krishna is also Chaitya Guru. Guru, spiritual master within the heart. Sarvasya chaham vibhishan nivishya. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I am situated in everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham vibhishan nivishya. Sarvasya chaham vibhishan nivishya. Matasmiti jnanam apohananj. From me, one can remember, one can project. How is that? Krishna helps one to remember, and he helps one to forget. That is also a reply in the Bhagavad Gita. Je jathamān prapadyante tānsa sayo bhajāma. If you want to forget Krishna, Krishna will give you facilities to forget him forever. And if you want to remember Krishna, he'll give you facilities to remember. That means Krishna has given us little independence. Independence, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. And Krishna is fully independent. Sarat. Janmadrasya jataha annaya itadatascha artesu abhijya sarat. He is fully independent. But we are, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we have got also little independence. That quality is there. Krishna does not touch that independence quality. He can utilize it. He can use it properly. He can misuse it also. That is independence. Krishna does not force that you must do this. He can give you instruction. That's why Krishna gives instruction. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. Now it is my independence. I can give up everything, all other engagements, and I can simply surrender to Krishna. And I cannot also, I may not. If I don't like, Krishna does not interfere. Krishna says, whatever you like to do, jathechasi tatha kuru. That is, Krishna says to Arjuna, now, whatever you like, you do. So, this independence is always there. Now, when we misuse this independence, our relationship with Krishna to serve, jiver sarupa nitya Krishna das. Therefore, Krishna orders. He surrenders. Just like we sometimes order our servants or subordinates, sons, disciples, to do this, don't talk. So Krishna can order this, because he is the supreme. Any superior personality can order like this. But unfortunately, we misuse. We don't carry out the order of the superior. That is misuse. So, any subordinate who does not carry the order of the master is dangerous. Is dangerous. That is spoken by Chanakya Pandit. Vittasya uttaradayata. Vrittasya uttaradaya. Vritta, subordinate, servant, if he is giving reply, right. Chanakya Pandey is, you know, Chanakya Sloka, he is a great politician as well as moral instructor. So he has said, Dushta Bhajya, his wife is Dushta, polluted. Wife become polluted if she is attracted by somebody else more than her husband. She is called polluted. Dushta Bhajya, Sakhang Mitram, and friend playing duplicity. Dushta Bhajya, Sakhang Mitram, Vittasta Uttradaya, and servant replying to the order. Master says, do this first. Sir, you have got so many business, this and that is said this. Oh, this, that is dangerous. Dushta Bhajya, Sakhang Mitram, Vittasta Uttradaya. Sasatvita Grihivasa Mrityureva Nasamsa. So this whole thing, unfaithful wife, cheating, friend, and servant disobeying order, and a snake within the room. All these things are causes, will cause death at any time. At any time, they can do anything. There are many instructions. So these moral instructions are very nice, given by Chanakya Pandit. So, all living entities who have disobeyed the order of Krishna, Sarvadhan Man Paritta Jama, that is the principle. Every living entity must be obedient to Krishna. But by misuse of his little independence, if he does not obey the orders of Krishna, he immediately becomes arrested by Maya. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhagavan sakare, pasete maya maya kare japatiya. Immediately. That is the law. Jai jeeva gunamayi Mamo Maya Dhrutta. He has to obey. But if he disobeys the order of Krishna, he must come down to the jurisdiction of Maya to be forced to obey the orders of material nature. So, Brahmadaya, everyone is servant of Krishna. That is stated in the Chaitanya Chaitanya. Ekala Ishar Krishna. Ishar means controller, order giver. That is one. Ekala Ishar Krishna. Artha Vritta. All others. There is something that he says, Sivavarinchi Nuntam Saranyam Vittasiham Bandi Mahapurusati Saranaravindam Shiva Virinchi Nuta. Brahma, Virinchi means Brahma, and Shiva means Lord Shiva. They also offer obeisances unto the lotus feet of Krishna, Vishnu. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. That is Rig Veda Mantra. So Vishnu, that is Param Padam, Supreme. And Vishnu is partial extension of Lord Krishna. Mahavishnu, not ordinary Vishnu. There are different types of Vishnu. Mahavishnu, from Mahavishnu, there is Garbhodak Shakti. Mahavishnu is called Karanodak Sai Vishnu. And this Karanodak Sai Vishnu enters in every universe as Garbhodak Sai Vishnu. And this Garbhodakshaya Vishnu again expands as Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. These are Vishnu Tattva. But this original Karanadakshaya Vishnu is plenary expansion of Krishna. It is explained in the Brahma Sanghita. Jasaitanisasitakalamathavalam jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha Vishnu mahansa yajasa kalavishesu govindamadipuritam tamaham bhajami. Vishnu, Mahavishnu, his description is given. Jasaitanisasitakalamathavalamba jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha. Mahavishnu is so big, he lies in the causal ocean, that many innumerable quantity of universes are coming out by exhaling and exhaling and from the pores of his body. Anywhere universes are coming. And Brahma lives only during the exhaling and inhaling time. That's all. Jasaitanisasitakalamathavalamma jivanti loma vilaja jagadannanatha Vishnu mahan sahiyajat sakalarishesu. This Mahavishnu is portion of the portion of Krishna's expansion. Jesa Krishna says, Mahavishnu and Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. When Arjuna was asking Krishna about his vibhuti, about his power, so he summarized, Asava bahunaitena kinyatena tavarjana. How much I shall explain about my power and energy. Isabha aham sutansena sito jagat. Aham, I, enter in one of my plenary portions, that is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. I maintain the whole material cosmic manifestation. Sutansena sito jagat. So there are innumerable, numberless universes. We cannot account for one universe. We do not know how many planets and stars are there. When we are very much advanced in scientific knowledge, we are trying to go to the moon planet after spending millions and trillions of dollars. But still, we could not fix up anything in the moon planet. That is the nearest planet. And what to speak of other planets? There are innumerable planets. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanda koti kotisya akesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. So these are the explanations. So the Brahma, here one Brahma, there are innumerable Brahmas and innumerable Shivas and innumerable demigods. As many universes are there, innumerable suns and moons and planets, innumerable. And all these taking together, that becomes one fourth of the whole creation of God. Ekamshina sthitu. The threefold portion of Krishna's creation, God's creation, is in the Vaikuntha Jagat. Parastatmastu bhavanya bhaktyava pya sanatana. There is another nature that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Which is permanent. It is the material nature. All these universes, they stay during the lifetime of Brahma. And as soon as Brahma dies, everything is finished. Sat Brahma, such powerful Brahma, they also offer obeisances to Krishna. Therefore, here it is said, Brahmadaya Suraya Suradhana. Brahmadaya. Not only Brahma, but others. Brahma, Shiva, and Indra, Chandra, Varun. So many. There are many crores of demigods, as many planets there are. So, they offer Krishna, Narasimha Dev, their prayers to pacify. But they could not. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says that if Brahmadaya Suradhana, Siddhya, yes, Siddha Swami says, Munaya, Manana Sila Siddhya, Janinopi. Manana Sila. Manana Sila means speculative, philosopher. Muni means one who can think very deeply. Manana Sila. Those who can expand by thinking, feeling, can write volumes of books. There are many who know in our country. They are called Manana Sila. They take pleasure by mental things. Manana Sila. And they are men of knowledge of Jnaninopi. Yes, Manana Sila, Siddha Jnaninopi, Tatambhuta, Sattva Evai Kasmin, Tano Vistara Jasya, Sadhati, Mati, Jisang, Tadumdhav. What kind of this great headed and saintly persons, what is their qualification? They are situated in knowledge, in satagun, in light. They are not in darkness. Although they are not in darkness, but without being in the platform of satagun, nobody can become very intelligent person, philosopher, or mental speculator. Their position is very high in the material calculation. So, such persons, gati smriti jeshang, tadavidha api jasang prabhahi, tatha bohuji, bohuji bakhamani, gunairapi, jam aras, dhaitung na pitru, na purna, na satta. They are all sharable to satisfy. Just like if a man becomes angry, so somebody tries to satisfy him. Just like sometimes our small child becomes angry and cries very loudly. And the parents satisfy by that. Oh, you are so nice, you are crying, you can take this. Just to pacify. Similarly, when Narasimha Dev became very angry for killing, because he was angry, because Hiranyakashipu teased his devotee Prahlad so much. Therefore he was very, very angry. Vaishnava Prahlad, if anyone offends a Vaishnava, is pure devotee of Krishna. He is the greatest offense. Krishna never excuses. That I explained yesterday. It is very, Vaishnava Aparad is the greatest dangerous offense. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to Sri Rupa Goswami. He has excuses. Vaishnava Aparad Hati Maka. You are doing everything. He has compared Vaishnava Aparadha as mad elephant. He has very nicely, metaphorically explained it. Just like you have a nice garden, very good garden. You are watering, you are giving protection, giving manure, everything. But if in that garden a mad elephant enters, then it will destroy everything. All your labor will go to hell immediately. It's desirable. Similarly, you may do anything very nicely, but if you commit offense at the feet of a pure Vaishnava, then all your assets will be immediately vanquished. Vaishnava Bapala. Because Krishna is very angry. Talaham visata kuran chipadi adatra andagyonishu in the Bhagavad Gita. It is said, Krishna says, visata kuran. Visata. Those who are envious upon Vaishnava and Vishnu, the more dangerous position is to be envious of a Vaishnava. Vishnu aparad can be excused. God is very kind. But he never excuses Vaishnava. That is his vow. So, because you are very angry, therefore all the Brahmas and other demigods offered in prayer shall be pacified. The demon is now killed. Now he can become peaceful. But they could not satisfy. So, Hiranyakashipu, after killing, was so roaring in anger. So Prahlad Maharaj was pushed on, my dear Prahlad, all the Brahmas and other demigods, that you pacify your master. We have failed. Prahlad Maharaj says that when these big stalwart demigods are faced, they are situated in Shatagur, in the most of goodness, and they offer so nice prayers, they say, what I can do? I am born of a father who is full of rajaguna and tamas. He therefore says that Tin toshtu marahati same hari ubhajata ubhajata. I am born of ubhra, a strong quality, not strong quality, but it's a pungent. This, the rajagun and tamagun is called pungent, just like it's a chili. Chili is tamagun. That is the symptom of stomach. As soon as it's chewed, and it becomes hot, and you see? So, ugra. And satagun is sweetness, self-sweetness. That was ordinarily, in India, it is stated that a Brahmin is known who can eat more sweets. Yes. It is said that there is a king, he was giving shelter to all the Brahmins. He has a guest house. Guest house, so any Brahmin can stay there. So many non-Brahmins also were coming. So the order was that the Brahmin can stay there, and there was a store. He can take his supplies from the store and eat and live there peacefully. And the storekeeper was submitting bill to the king that your guest has taken so many things, kindly pay. So you are paying. So you are tasting by the bill. If you see the bill contains more spices and chili, you will ask immediately, drive this man, he's not a man. Drive this man, he's not a man. So be careful, don't take my, I know you don't take my. But if you take too much chilies and spices, then you will be considered amongst the non-Brahmins. You can take more sweets. So, if the bill was submitted containing more sugar, then you would accept, yes, that man is one. So, the three gunas mean sweet, salt and chili. Satagun is sweet. And Rajagun is heart. And Tamagun is chi. So here it is said that all the Siddhas, all these demigods, they are on the Sattva-yukta-kāna-gata-yukta. They are all situated in the modes of goodness. And they have offered that prayer that could not pacify the Lord. Then what I can do? I am born of a person, ugra-jāta, born of kīli person. What I can do? Because I am born of a kīli. Then he considers the gunairapi jam aradhayatun na pitru ta purna saktai satta sa harir me kathang tusang praptum marati sa harir. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, how he can be pacified by me? Tusam arahati. In other words, that God consciousness, Krishna consciousness cannot be achieved by persons who are polluted by the chili quality and salt or tamagun and rajagun, rajastam, rajastam of bhava. If we are infected with, there are three qualities within this material world, satagun, rajagun, tamagun. So, generally, people are infected with tamagun and rajagun. There are very few persons who are under the sattva-gun. But Krishna says that one can overcome the influence of rajagun and tamagun by simply hearing about Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita or Sanyasi Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the recommendation. The recommendation is Sinnatang Sapathat Krishna Punna Savana Kita. Sinnatang Sapathat Krishna. Krishna, as I already told you, Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. So, when people are anxious to hear about Krishna, this is the only quality, just like you are so kind. You are anxious to hear about Krishna, because here there is no other business than Krishna. All of you who have come here, it is due to your anxiousness to hear about Krishna. Because our society's name is Krishna Consciousness. When I registered this society, some friends suggested that, why don't you make it God consciousness? I said, no. God means Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. God means, the Supreme God means Krishna. Matta Parataram Nanya. So Krishna is the Supreme God. If we say God, it remains a vague thing. It is not clearly understood. Everyone can be God. God, this word can be applied to everyone. God means controller. So everyone can be controller. Therefore, we have distinctly mentioned Krishna, Krishna consciousness. So, in our society, anyone who joins, that means he is interested in Krishna. Little. May not be very much. At least they come here out of inquisitiveness to hear what they speak about Krishna, what do they do about Krishna. But our, everything is open. There is no secret. We worship Krishna, we think of Krishna, we work for Krishna, we glorify Krishna, we chant for Krishna, we dedicate our life for Krishna. That's all. Malmala bhavamat bhakta madhya jimane namaskur sarva dhanman parityajya mami tam saranam mami vaja prapadante mayami tanta. This is our pleasure. We think of Krishna, as Krishna says. We are devotees of Krishna, manmana bhava madhvata. We worship Krishna, madhyaji. We offer our obeisance to Krishna, mahanamaskuru. This is sarva dharma. We have no other religion. We don't approve any other religion except Krishna consciousness. This is our philosophy. So, anyone who comes to this Krishna consciousness movement or contributes something for pushing on this movement, he becomes immediately benefited. Immediately. Because Krishna, about Krishna it is said, sinnatāṁ sakatā Krishna punyat-savana kītam. Krishna is there within your heart. As soon as you see that you are trying to do something for Krishna, immediately he becomes favorably disposed upon you. Even if you don't get anything, you become pious. Punya-savana kītam. Even if you don't, just I am speaking in English. There are many audience here, they may not understand English. But even if you do not understand, because you are hearing, you are getting the result of pious activity. Punya savana kīrtana. It does not mean that you have to understand each and every word. Because you are allowing your ear to receive the sound vibration, you are being benefited. Punya savana kīrtana. Sinnatāṁ sakatā Krishna. So, if you please simply hear what is going on here, that is also beneficial. Punna. Punna samanaki. Simply hearing, chanting. Then you join with us, chanting Hare Krishna. You hear Hare Krishna. Then you become pious. Punna samanaki. Krishna is so nice. Bhavadhi loka mangala. Siddha Goswami says that the Krishna sang Krishna, because we have inquired about Krishna, so it is loka mangalam. It is very much beneficial to the whole world. This is Sankirtan movement is like that. Anywhere we are going, we are making the whole atmosphere pretty fast. It is not here in India. We have got branches all over the world. In Africa, in those black men. They are also. Because in the spiritual world, there is no such consideration. The black, white. Because it is a spiritual platform. The spirit soul is neither black, neither white, neither yellow. This is grace. That's why within the grace, we are everyone. The grace may be black, white, yellow. That does not matter. So our this movement invites everyone, because it is Krishna consciousness. Sinnatāṁ sakatā Krishna punya savana kīrtana. May you please come and hear about Krishna. Then Krishna becomes favorably disposed that now this soul, this individual soul, is now inclined to hear about me. So he gives facilities. What is that facility? The facility is that within our heart there are so many dirty things. Therefore we cannot understand Krishna. The Krishna helps in washing the dirty matter within our heart. Sinnathāṁ sakatā Krishna punya savana kīrtana riddhantasya avadrāni. Avadrāni. Avadrāni means especially the Rajagun Antam. This is Avadran. And Satagun is Bhadran. Therefore, those who are on the platform of Satagun, good man, they are gentle. Before coming to the platform of Satagun, nobody can be gentle. Gentleman means cool-headed. Who can understand things as they are. He is called gentle. So, this avadharing in this human society, because the avadharing, rajagun and tamagun, has increased, practically we can say there is no gentleness. There is no gentleness. Because they cannot understand what is life, what is the value of life. They say the animal cannot understand what is the value of life. Animals, they are in, generally in tamagun. And some animals in rajagun, they say lion. Lion is rajagun. And the hog and dog and others, they are in the tamagun. So animals are in the rajagun tamagun. So, the formula is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives this formula, that if you hear Hare Krishna mantra, then Chaita Dharpana Mahajanam, then Krishna will help you in washing the abominable things, Rajagun and Tamagun. The Rajagun and Tamagun, if it is washed, then you become situated in Satagun. You promote it. But if you are promoted directly to Krishna consciousness, then you transcend all the three qualities, Tamagun, Rajagun, and Satagun. That is also stated by Krishna. Sagunāna samatitta itāna brahma bhūyāya kalpata. Who? Mānca bhyāri-cārni bhakti-yogi nāja-sevati. A bhyāri-cārni. Not mixed quality. Pure. These boys, European and American boys, people admire because they have been given immediately lift to the position of transcendental life. Sagunal Samadhitas, they have been helped to jump over this transcendental practice. How? Vidhi Bhakti, Abhyavicharini Bhakti, Abhyavicharini Bhakti. Abhyavichari means someday I do something, someday I do not do. That is called Abhyavichari. Not fixed. But if you follow regularly the rules and regulations, Vidhi Bhakti, to rise early in the morning, to offer Mangalarati, then read Granthas, chant Hare Krishna, then dress the deity, then again offer something. In this way that there is regular routine work. That is called vidhi work. Vidhi. Vidhi means you must. You cannot neglect it. Just like your legislative assembly is called Vidhan Sabha. Vidhan Sabha means whatever is enacted there. You must follow. That is the state order. Similarly, there are rules and regulations which one must follow. Then vidhi bhakti. As soon as you accept these rules and regulations and offer Krishna service under the rules and regulations, immediately he is in the transcendental plane. Immediately. Itam means all these three qualities. Tamagun, Rajagun, and Satagun. Satagun is good. So far material consideration is there. But that is not perfect. Because from Satagun, if you are not very strict, just like we have seen, Satagun means the quality of Brahmin. Now, the Brahminical qualification is now fallen. They are not so very strict, following the Brahminical principles. So there is chance of falling down. But if you keep yourself on the transcendental platform of practice, that is, beyond the material world, then there is no fall down. Brahma bhuyaya kalpata. Fall down there is, if you are neglected. But generally, there is no chance of fall down. Sagunan samatipta itan brahma bhuyaya kalpata. So, you have to situate yourself in the Brahma platform. Brahma platform means pure, uncontaminated by the material qualities. That is called Brahma platform. Brahma bhuta prasanna. There are many such statements. So, this is Brahma platform. The Brahma jnani, impersonalists, they think simply by coming to the Brahma platform, business is finished. Aham Brahmasmi. No. Aham Brahmasmi is there. But what is the duty of the Brahma? That they do not know. Just like, again I say, the same example. Just like you are going to the moon planet. The so-called aeronautics, they are going. Now we have come to moon planet. That's nice. But stay there. Unless you stay there, it is useless. It is useless. Rationally, they could not stay there. Why they come back? Why they come back? And that is either false or they have no qualification to stay there. So who cannot stay in the Brahma platform? The non-devotee. That is it. Arujjakrithena param padalatata patanti adho. Just like as you go to the moon planet, but if you cannot stay there, you must have to come down again to this planet. Similarly, one may rise up to the Brahma platform, Parampada, it is called Parampada. But if you cannot stay there, then again you fall down. That's why many so-called sannyasis, they rise to the Brahma Pada, Aham Brahmasmi. But because they cannot stay there, they come down again to this material world and they're busy for opening hospitals, schools, and philanthropies. Why? You have left already all this nonsense. You say that this world is mithya. Brahma Satya Jagan mithya. So if you have ascended to the Brahma Pada, why you come down again to the mithya Pada? That means you have not tested. Actually, you have not arrived. The same thing. You are going, the so-called advertisement, I am going to the moon planet. But because you cannot stay there, you come down. So, we have to stay there. Brahma Pada. That Brahma Pada staying means devotional service. Brahma iti paramatma iti bhagavan iti sabdati. So, Brahma Pada you can rise up. But if you do not engage yourself in the service of Bhagavan, then again you come. Arujjapichena parang padang tata patanti adha anadhitajusmadanghaya. Because they could not engage their service to the lotus feet of Krishna, therefore the so-called sannyasis again come down to this material platform and engage their service to the mithya. Because they rejected this world, mithya. Why they come down again to this mithya platform? Politics, sociology, humanity. If this is mithya. But our philosophy is not that we don't say that this world is mithya. Why shall I say? It is creation of Krishna. If Krishna is true, His creation is also true. We employ everything to the service of Krishna. Therefore, anyone who is engaged in the service of the Lord is always situated in the transcendental platform. They will never come down because it is so sweet, it is so nice. They will never agree. Any student of this institution, if you ask him, if you try to cheat him, that you give up this idol worship, come down, go, and worship the poor, the leper and this and that, so many things. And they will not. They will not come down. They will engage themselves always in the service of the Lord. Although the atheist class of men may think that they are engaged in idol worship. It is not idol. Those are atheists. They may see idol, stone, but those who are devoted, they see Saksad, Brihadaranyaka, Hari. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he entered Jagannath temple, as soon as he saw Jagannath, immediately fainted. Oh, my Lord, here he is. It is a question of he said. Somebody is going to Jagannath temple, he is saying, a wooden card sketch. That's it. And he said, why for this wooden card statue? So many people are coming. Because they are not devotees. They cannot understand. But one devotee, thousands and millions of devotees are going every year. Are they going to worship an idol? So, this is the difference between the devotee and the non-devotee. The devotee knows that everything belongs to Krishna. And everything is the manifestation of Krishna's energy. Therefore, they want to employ everything to the service of the Lord, and they remain always blissful persons. Thank you.
Some yogis harness this energy and claim to use these energies to benefit humanity. Is there any value in their work? Is there any even consequence?
Well, that they employ the energy, but if they do not reach the ultimate goal, Krishna, they fall. There is chance of falling down. Because Krishna is the ultimate goal. So, they are employing their energies, that's all right. But they have to employ their energies more and more to approach Krishna. So if you do not approach Krishna, then they fall down. If they simply, this is the same example. This is the sunshine. Sunshine is also sun. But if you simply try to remain in the sunshine and don't go to the sun planet or any other planet, then you will come back. So, the energy employed for realizing the absolute truth is good. But if he does not approach, or if he is unable to approach the Supreme, then he will fall.
Is there any knowledge?
There are so many subject matter knowledge in the material world.
Valuable
so far your material existence is concerned. That is also not valuable. Because if you try to protect this body by all kinds of knowledge, but it will not stay. And after giving up your this body, you have to accept another body. Then what is valuable material? This time you may have this human form of body. Next time you may not have. Then what is the value of material knowledge? Because you cannot change the order or transmigration of the soul from one body to another. That you have to accept according to your karma. So therefore, material knowledge will not help me. Therefore the struggle. You are under the grip of natural law. Nature's law are very stringent. You cannot interfere with the prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. The prakriti, the nature, material nature is so strong that you cannot interfere with her business. That is not possible. So, your material knowledge will not help you. Unless you have got Krishna consciousness knowledge. You can understand, anyone can understand. Suppose that if I want to protect this body with all hygienic principles, soaps and pomace and injection and medicine and so many things, does it mean that it's a leaf? Can you overcome the laws of nature? No, that is not possible. Can you overcome the laws of nature that you not fall sick? No, that is not. Can you make any material laws or scientific knowledge that you will not become old? No. You cannot stop death, you cannot stop birth, you cannot stop old age, you cannot stop disease. So what is the value of your material knowledge? And these are the troubles. Janma figure up there, the dukkha dukkha anadarsana. Any intelligent man will see that what is the value of my material knowledge? I have to die. I have to be victim of disease and old age. Then what is value? The best thing is that so long this material body is there, you have got the opportunity to develop your Krishna consciousness. Do that. That will save you from all injury. Otherwise, nothing will save you. Simply, samaya vahi kevalam. Simply waste of time. Chant. Thank you.